All right, University of Utah is very excited to be a member of the Big 12. Very good football conference, a lot of good teams, good coaches, good players. New challenge for us, new opportunities for us. And we're definitely excited about the new playoff format and the opportunity to make the playoffs on your own merit and not have to be voted by a committee to get into that exclusive club. Got a good football team coming back. Got a lot going for us. Starts with our quarterback, Cam Rising. We missed him last year, obviously, but he's back and ready to go, you know, barring any unforeseen setbacks. Getting Brant Keithy back, who we were missing last year as well, is going to be a big plus for us. So we feel like we've got a lot going for us on the offensive side of the ball. Offensive line is solid. Tight end room is maybe as good as it's ever been at Utah since I've been there. And added some real weapons on the outside, a receiver. Defensively, we should be solid. We've played good defense for a lot of years at Utah. That's been our calling card. Don't expect that to be any different this year. But bottom line, we're ecstatic to be in the Big 12 and can't wait to get going. And this signifies that the season's right around the corner when you get media days, although we're the first media days out of the gate. I realize that, so there's still a little bit of time. But it means that football is not far away. So questions?
We'll go here front row on the left side, right in the middle.
Coach Whittingham, Michael Caratunito, Sideline Sports. Just talking about that, obviously coming in the Big 12, not too far in the past. You came into the Pac-10, making it the Pac-12. What do you take from that? And like you said, I mean, obviously the maps change, but what do you just take from that coming in the Pac-12 now, taking that into the Big 12?
Yeah, it's a transition we have made before, although when we went to the Big 12 or the Pac-12, we were a G5 school trying to come up a level, which there was a little bit of a curve there that we had to endure. This is actually the fourth conference I've been in since I've been at Utah. We're in the WAC, then the Mountain West, then the Pac-12, now the Big 12. So nothing new for me personally as far as changing leagues, but we feel like we've got a roster that's equipped to compete right away. Obviously, I guess the media feels the same way, being picked as the favorite, and I think that's a show of respect to our players and coaches that have done a great job competing through the years that the media has selected as number one. But in the final analysis, that doesn't mean anything. Obviously, you got to play the games, and our players are fully aware of that. But again, it's a nice show of respect for our program from the media.
Okay, we'll stay on the left side, fifth row on the far left.
Hey, Kyle. Jenny Carlson with Beyond the Box Score. Two questions. You open Big 12 play in Stillwater. What are your expectations of going there and playing the Cowboys? And second, with Oklahoma State's head coach and you both being so long tenured, I'm just curious if you could reflect a little bit on and what you think in your mind helped you to be at Utah as long as you've been.
Okay, well, first of all, that is our conference opener. Now, we do play Baylor in week two, but it's not a conference game. And so the first official Big 12 game will be against Oklahoma State. Coach Gundy has done a terrific job there. You know, just competitive every single year. Fields quality football teams. They're tough. They're physical. Reminds me a lot of us. I mean, I think there's a lot of parallels between the two programs. Myself and Coach Gundy are just, I think, weeks apart from when we took over these programs, and so we both have been anomalies, I guess you could say, in our own respect. But should be a hard-fought game. Never been to Stillwater, so it'll be a new experience for myself, and I'm sure very few, if any, of our players have been there. But we'll find out right away where we stand. They're a very good football team, and looking forward to that opportunity. Okay, I'm 64 years old, so I lost my train of thought. What was your second part of the question? Longevity. Okay, what do I attribute that to? In a word, recruiting. You know, if you recruit the right players and get the right players in your program that fit into your culture, fit into what you're doing, then you got a chance. And our assistant coaches have done a phenomenal job of identifying those players. They're the guys on the front lines making decisions and judgments on who we should recruit and bring into the program. And really the key to me having any success there or my longevity at Utah is due to our assistant coaches and the recruiting that they've done and the culture that we've built there.
We'll go second row on the right-hand side here, in the middle.
Coach Lynn Harrington, Stay Alive in Power 5. How you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. I'm doing all right, too. To follow up on, you know, your longevity answer, I mean, being one of the longest tenured coaches in the entire country, and now with the game changing, evolving with the NIL, transfer portal, and recruiting becoming more challenging and kind of trending towards paying the players, what can you say as some of your strengths and how you plan on making an impact in this new conference and as the game evolves?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not trending towards paying players. We are paying players. that's in place. And I've been in this profession a long time. And you talk about just, what, 4 or 5 years ago, we couldn't even give them a ride to their dormitory or a slice of pizza to what's going on now. It's incredible. And there's more change to come. We're not done yet, I promise you that. Not by a long shot. There's big changes on the horizon. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter whether you love NIL, transfer portal, hate it. It doesn't matter. You got to embrace it. Because if you don't adapt and update with the times, you're going to get left behind and you're going to be eliminated. And so I think our program has done a very good job of embracing the changes. I think we've had really good portal success as far as, if you look at who we've lost and who we've gained, our net result is very good in that regard. Our NIL, we're competitive right now in that space. There's always trying to get more resources. But the bottom line is, like I said, you have to adapt. You have to change with the times. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to compete.
Okay, we'll go to the left side. Fourth row, right in the middle.
Hi, Kyle. Dennis Dodd, CBS Dennis. Sports. You mentioned the four conferences you've been in. What does it say to the way you guys play that you've dictated some of the things that have gone on and been successful instead of you having to get used to the conference?
Yeah, well, first of all, physicality is always a good thing in football, and that's our calling card. We pride ourselves on being a physical football team year in and year out. Defensively, we've been very consistent, and if you're good on defense, you're going to be in every game every week. And so it's it's something that our philosophy, our culture, I think stands the test of time. And obviously we've got good players, and that's where it starts. As I mentioned and I've said several times, 80% of your success in college football, or lack thereof, is tied directly to recruiting. And if you can't recruit the right way, then you're going to struggle. But we feel like we've got a good roster right now, 1 through 85, and ready to compete in this league. And I think it's a really good league. I mean, yeah, we're picked number one, but in my estimation, there's 8 or 9 teams that could win this thing, and just we'll have to see how things unfold.
Okay, we'll stay on the left side, about halfway back in the middle.
Hey, Coach, Dana Green with ABC4, entering your 20th season. They've already named Morgan Scally as the coach in waiting. Do you have any idea when that's going to happen? Do you think about that? And what kind of hands is the program going to be in once Coach Scally takes over?
Well, first of all, Morgan Scally is an exceptional football coach. He's a proven commodity. He's a Utah guy, played high school ball in the state of Utah, played at Utah, jumped right into coaching at the University of Utah when he was done playing. So he's invested in this program as much as anybody ever has been. He's a guy that knows our culture inside and out. And to me, it's very comforting for when that transition time does occur and it's time for new leadership, to have a guy that's going to be able to carry on the values and the cultures that we've put in place. Now, that's not to say he won't put his own stamp on it, because I fully expect that. But I believe that he's the right choice. Now, we have a lot of good coaches on our staff, guys that are going to be head coaches in the near future that are deserving as well. But for this program at this time, Morgan's the right fit. As to when that happens, that's a great question. I take it day by day. I'm as excited and enthused about the season as I've ever been. A lot of that is the excitement about going into a new conference, the new challenge, the new opportunity. But it's just going to be a day by day process, and I'm not getting any younger. But at the same time, I feel like I've got a lot of energy right now.
We'll go to the right side, halfway back, right in the middle.
Hey, Coach, Joe Coles with the Deseret News. How do you feel like your program fits stylistically in the Big 12?
I think we're a good fit. There's not a ton of difference between the Big 12 and the Pac-12. In fact, there's not a ton of difference among all the Power 5 conferences. I mean, there is subtle differences. Some teams are more committed to running the football. But overall, You got to block, you got to tackle, you got to shed blocks. I mean, there's so much to football that is not scheme oriented that are really the keys to success or the lack of success. And so I think that we're going to be able to make that transition. I don't think there's going to be any there's nobody running the wishbone or anything like that in the conference. So it's predominantly a spread league, which, like I said, every conference is the same in that regard. And so I do have some new venues that we're going to play in, new teams, places we've never been, but that cuts both ways. There's a lot of teams that are coming into Rice-Eccles that have never been there. So don't foresee that as an advantage or disadvantage, just different circumstances. We know we're going to travel about 40% more in this league than we did in the pack, but that's just part of the deal, and again, should be a non-factor.
Okay, we'll stay on the right side, that same aisle, all the way to the right on the aisle and the end.
Coach Paul Ratliff, the Fan Sports Network, St. George's, Utah. And I would just wanted to ask you, with the lack of a downfield passing game last year, one of your biggest portal additions was Dorian Singer. How is he fitting in with the offense, and how is his chemistry with Cam?
Dorian's been a great fit. He had a terrific spring. Very easy to understand how he was able to have over 1,000 receiving yards at Arizona a couple of years ago. What he did in spring was impressive. We also added Damian Alford, who's from Syracuse, who's going to be a good addition for us on the outside, although he was not available for us in spring. But we feel we've really helped ourselves on the outside, and having Cam Rising back, that's the biggest factor for us this season, is to have Cam back at quarterback. He's the alpha dog of the football team, the unquestioned leader. And we got to keep him upright this year. We keep him upright, we got a really good chance.
Okay, we'll go left side. Fourth row, right in the middle.
Rich Obey, Playmakers KU. You kind of just answered what I was going to ask, but Cam Rising, when you think of Utah football in the past few years, it's hard not to think about him. So what can we expect to see from him this year, and how is his overall health?
His overall health is as good as it could be right now. Now that, barring unforeseen setbacks or something that just pops up, we feel like he's going to be absolutely ready to roll. He took every rep in spring, although he didn't get hit, which obviously they're not going to hit him in spring ball. But he's ready to rock. He's the last 2 years that he's been on the field, he's thrown for 6,000 yards or close to that. He immediately makes us better. And Cam has that it factor. As much as he does for us in his play, it's his leadership that really is probably the most valuable asset that he brings to the football team. He's one of those guys that is able to make everybody around him better, and that's really what a great player does, is he makes his supporting cast play better.
Okay, we'll go the right side. Fourth row.
Hi, Coach. Taylor Sadusky with Buffs Beat, Sports Illustrated. Following up on the Cam question, what does this mean for his team around him just to have him back out on the field?
It's a whole different feel when he's in the huddle and at the quarterback position. There is no doubt of who's in charge. He's got the respect of every single one of his teammates. They believe in him. They're confident in Cam, and it's just the moxie and the field general mentality that exudes from him is contagious. It's like I said, the it factor that you can't coach, you can't teach, you either have it or you don't, and Cam has it in spades.
We'll stay right here on the right side, front row.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to ask you just about Brandon Rose and Isaac Wilson. What have you seen out of those two and the confidence that you have in those two as part of this team?
Well, a great deal of confidence. We just got Isaac in the program in January. He was an early graduate from high school. And relative to that situation, we thought he had a phenomenal spring, especially the second half. It was a little bit just lacking a little bit of timing and a little bit of rhythm early in spring ball, but as he settled in and got more comfortable in the offense, by about midpoint in spring, he was really playing good football, had an outstanding spring game, the culmination of spring ball, so we think he's got a great future. Brandon Rose, third year in the program, big arm, good mobility, And he is to the point, he probably would have been a factor for us last year, but he had an injury that kept him out 6 to 8 weeks. I can't remember exactly the time frame, but that really set him back. He was never really able to recover from that, but that's all behind him now, and both him and Isaac had terrific springs. And then you add Sam Heward to that mix, who's here now, and will be competing in fall camp to see where he fits in the pecking order.
Stay right here in the front row.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, you've pretty much dominated every conference you've coached in, whether, you know, division championships, titles, and all that. But especially for this senior class, how much does it kind of weigh on them knowing, you know, they haven't managed to put it all together to get the bowl win that they're looking for? And how much does it kind of fire up your team, and especially Cam and the senior class, to go out not only with the division championship, but actually – you know, conference title, but actually, you know, win your bowl game?
Yeah, it's been to the Rose Bowl a couple times and, you know, played some really good football teams, Ohio State, Penn State, came up short in those games, which is disappointing. We've traditionally been a very good bowl team and have had a good run, but that obviously has been a downer than last year right here in Las Vegas, where you know, came out on the wrong end with Northwestern, who played a really good football game against us. But this move to this conference for the seniors in particular has really got them excited. They're looking forward to the challenge. They're looking forward to being able to control their own destiny as far as being able to get to the playoffs now, whereas before we had to rely on outside help, like I mentioned. Now it's all in our hands, and that's something that they means a great deal to them. And if you just by looking at them in their workouts this summer and what they're doing, this is a focused football team that really has their sights set on some high goals.
Okay, we'll take two more questions. We'll take one over here on the left side in the middle, about five rows back. And the last one will come over here on the right.
Hey, Coach. Scott Proctor over here to your left. Scott Proctor, the Colorado one here. As one of the few Big 12 teams to have played Colorado last year, what were your impressions of that game? I know it was a bit different. You both kind of started backup quarterbacks. So what are your impressions of that game, Coach Prime's first year at Colorado, and what do you envision kind of that matchup to be like later this year in bowl?
Yeah, well, first of all, Coach Sanders has done a great job in infusing excitement into that program and talent. His own sons are terrific players. You know, we didn't see Shadur, but he's obviously watching the tape. He's a terrific talent. He's put Colorado football back on the map. Year two, you know, I'm sure they're looking for progress. You know, they started off very strong last year. Injuries got caught up to them and didn't end the way they want, I'm sure. But he has definitely rejuvenated things in Boulder. Last year, that game, yeah, I think we were playing our – well, I don't think. We were playing our fifth-string quarterback, and they were on their, you know, second- or third-string quarterback. So really not probably indicative of what the game could have been like. We were able to come away with a win, but we got to go to Boulder this year. It's a tough place to play, and last time we were in Boulder, there wasn't many people in the stands, and now it's full every week, so that'll be an environment that we have not experienced there.
All right, our final question will be right here on the right side, third row, right on the aisle.
Coach, Chris Matthews, KLAS-TV, right here in Las Vegas. I was just kind of wondering your footprint. Over here, Coach.
There you go. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was just kind of wondering your footprint. You mentioned the WAC, the Mountain West, and the Pac-12 and playing your games here in Vegas and bowl games in Vegas, yearly games back in the WAC and the Mountain West. Footprint. What are your thoughts of Vegas and just what it's kind of meant to your program?
Well, first of all, this building's been very good to us. You know, we've had a chance to come down here and win a couple of Pac-12 championship games. Obviously, last year in the bowl game, we didn't fare so well. But Vegas has always treated us great. It's a great city. The bowl, in particular, is John does a great job with the bowl and the bowl experience for the players. And so, nothing but very positive memories and experiences here in Las Vegas, and of course this is one of the best venues in the country right here, this Allegiant Stadium, and so we've been opportunistic to be able to, or it's been a great opportunity to be able to play here as much as we have. We're going to open here in 27 against the Miami Hurricanes. I probably won't be sitting here in this chair, but somebody will, and that's going to be a great opportunity again to come to Vegas and play a game.